It's here and now. Abortion rights groups in Texas are asking the Supreme Court to put a hold on last week's court decision that they say forced a third of the clinics in Texas to stop providing abortions. To review, last week a lower court overturned the aspect of the state's new law that required doctors who perform abortions have privileges at a hospital within 30 miles of a clinic. Then a second court quickly reinstated the requirement. So many abortion doctors often can't get privileges, either because hospital boards are opposed to abortion or they'd rather grant those privileges to doctors who fill beds. Marnie Evans, an Austin woman, told the Texas Tribune that as a result of that ruling, her abortion was canceled 12 hours before her appointment.
I was just stunned. My first instinct was, I am getting the hell out of Texas because, frankly, my rights have been taken away and I want my constitutional rights restored and I'm willing to do what it takes to get that.
Marnie Evans sitting there with her husband. Amy Hagstrom-Miller is founder of Whole Woman's Health. They run five clinics throughout Texas as well as one higher-end ambulatory surgical center. They are lead plaintiffs with the Center for Reproductive Rights in the case challenging the new Texas law. She's at KUT in Austin. So, Amy, tell us more about today's challenge.
We have filed for the Supreme Court to reverse the decision in the Fifth Circuit last week and let us benefit from the injunction that was originally put forward by Judge Yackel here in federal court in Austin.
Right. What's been the impact of the overturning of Judge Yackel's decision that doctors did not have to have privileges at hospitals within 30 miles?
You know, the impact has actually been quite profound. Just this last Friday, in my own organization only, we had to reschedule more than 45 women's appointments. Quite a few women, at least a third of the women that we serve in McAllen, which is on the Texas-Mexico border, have a visa that allows them to be in the border communities legally, but they can't travel further into Texas. And so those women were unable to go to San Antonio or to Austin. But really the profound part of it was just the emotions that the staff and the women that we serve, our patients and our physicians, had that day, just sitting down with women and saying, I'm so sorry, I'm not allowed by law to help you.
Well, and you mentioned the women on the visas in this Rio Grande Valley. Mm-hmm. These are Mexican women.
Actually, yes. And the Rio Grande Valley has people going back and forth every single day for work and for life. And so some people come into the United States for their medical care or for their appointments, and they come legally with visas that allow them to do that. And we have served that part of the population for years in McAllen.
Well, and we also understand abortion is a two-day procedure by law in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
So we're hearing of women who might have traveled to a clinic on a Friday for the first day of the procedure, you know, the check-in, and then mm-hmm. we're told, you'll be here for the first day, but we can't perform the procedure tomorrow on Saturday because we have to close. And many, since they'd traveled so far to the clinic, came back Saturday anyway, but clinics were closed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you know, those of us who serve women in medical care like this, I mean, we don't actually close the door. Like, there's no sort of big, you know, board over the door. We remain open to be able to have these conversations with women. We still have women that we need to care for in the follow-up period post, you know, post-abortion after their surgeries for the last couple of weeks. My organization also has a not-for-profit, the Whole Woman's Texas Relief Fund, and what we're doing is raising money for transportation support for these women who find themselves in these positions. So on Friday, we were giving people gas cards and trying to help them with bus fares. And, you know, in the near future here, we may actually even have a bus service that basically helps women go from McAllen to Austin or travel from Fort Worth to a clinic where they can be served.
Well, and this is at the heart of the issue. Abortion doctors often can't get privileges either because hospital boards are opposed to abortion or mm-hmm. the hospitals that would grant the privileges would rather have doctors on board who actually fill beds and help their bottom mm-hmm. line. But stay with the requirement, though. What's wrong with requiring that doctors have these privileges at hospitals, because what is happening is a surgical procedure.
Mm-hmm. You're right that the hospital actually runs a business, and abortion providers don't necessarily provide the hospital with a lot of referrals or a lot of admissions that would bring the hospital income. So that's one issue. Two, whether or not a physician has privileges has nothing to do with his or her credentialing and his or her expertise in providing medical care. And it's very fueled by the stigma that surrounds abortion in this country, that somehow abortion providers would be so subpar if they didn't have privileges. But it's actually quite common for physicians in lots of specialties not necessarily to have privileges.
Well, meanwhile, what's happening where you are in Texas is being watched by abortion rights advocates in other states. Missouri has had a similar law for years. It went from having doctors have clinical privileges at a hospital within 30 miles of a clinic to doctors having privileges within 15 minutes when the clinics were recast as ambulatory centers. We know that this is going to be happening in your state by 2014. What will this mean for clinics in Texas in 2014 if you have to qualify as an ambulatory center?
Right. So an ambulatory surgical center is a pretty onerous physical plant requirement primarily that costs upwards of $1 million to $2 million to even retrofit a current facility, or upwards of $3 million to build from the ground up. So basically, this is going to prevent another wave of us from remaining open. Right now, there's only 6 ambulatory surgical centers in the entire state of Texas that provide abortion care. And there'll be very few people who, between now and a year from now, could raise the funds or start a building process where they would be able to build a new facility. So you're going to see another round of clinics close a year from now.
Well, what happens to women in Texas? Because with the new requirements coming in 2014, this is a vast state, and you know, hospitals not even within 30 miles of some of the women who need the procedures. What do you foresee happening?
You know, this law was basically a perfect storm with a combination of the admitting privileges and the ambulatory surgical center requirements. You know, this law did nothing to actually prevent the need for abortion or address the underlying challenge of unplanned pregnancy. So we're still going to have the same amount of women in the state of Texas who need safe abortion care.
Are you hearing anecdotally about illegal abortions?
Absolutely. In fact, my clinic in McAllen has participated in some sociological studies about border crossing for abortion and obtaining abortifacient medications in flea markets in the Rio Grande Valley. So we're going to see much more of that because, like I said, it didn't change the need for abortion. And so we're going to see not only self-induced abortion, but we're going to see, I believe, a clandestine kind of market pop up in the Rio Grande Valley, whether it be on this side of the border or on the other side of the border. People are going to offer services for women because the need hasn't changed.
That's Amy Hagstrom Miller, founder of Whole Woman's Health. They have 5 clinics that offer abortion and other health care in the state of Texas. They're also the lead plaintiff with the Center for Reproductive Rights in the case challenging HB2, the new abortion law in Texas. Amy, thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you so much.
And again, just today, those groups asked the Supreme Court to stay last week's court ruling in Texas. We'll continue to follow this story for you. You're listening to Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.